quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Showtime. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
Here we go. Ready.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show, starring Bob Lutz.
You know what I did when the creative juices weren't flowing? I went and found some creative juices. Dang. You go and drink herbal tea. You do whatever you have to do to find the creative juices.
Grow up, Peter Pan. Count Chocula.
Jeff Lutz.
Right. Well, I got those upcoming awards, too. That puts a pep in my step.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
97.5 and 1240 KFH.
Alive. It's alive. It's alive.
Stand by for action.
All right, we are back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show here on KFH Radio. This will be our town hall segment as we continue moving forward in our new 5-7 time slot. This is when we welcome your calls at 869-1240 for the next 15, 20 minutes or so. And we can address anything that's on your mind. Shockers with a loss over the weekend at Temple on Friday night. Shockers can't defend anybody, and that's going to be a problem. Last year they gave up 74 points per game, the most they'd given up in a long, long time. This year it hadn't gotten any better. They can score, but they can't stop people from scoring. And until they figure that out, which the trend line isn't promising, they're going to continue this bumpy ride.
Yeah, it wasn't a good effort to give up 90 to Temple. I know they have a star player in Jamal Mashburn Jr. who played well, and they had some other guys. But I don't know. Wichita State probably could use a guy like Jamal Mashburn Jr.
Well, they got guys that can score.
I know they got guys who can score. But
they don't have guys who can defend.
Who do you want taking the last shot? Who's that guy on the floor that you just want the ball in his
hand? Corey Richardson's a good player.
It's Corey Washington.
Washington.
And he did not play well the other night. He was in a lot of foul trouble.
But he played well when he was out there.
I like him.
Hill's a good player.
He's good.
Xavier Bell's been able to go score. You know, he gets maligned for no reason, except he's part of this no defense thing. They've got to turn it up defensively.
Well, there were reasons.
They can't guard.
There were reasons for him to be maligned. There aren't as many now. He's been playing well. He's been taking charge. He's been the leader on the court a lot of times. He's been making shots. So if you're still maligning Xavier Bell, you're probably pretty off base.
Better get going.
We were bumping around in the office the other day, in the office while the games were on. Mount Rushmore.
What's funny about that?
It's just funny.
What's funny about it?
You know what's funny about
it. No, I don't.
Okay.
Tell me what's funny about it.
Nothing. It's just a callback to an old show that you were on.
Bumping around?
No, in the office when all the games were on. I watched all the games.
You didn't watch all the games.
But we were bumping around the current best basketball city league in Wichita metro area. Oh, okay. Well, we got a call.
Who's holding? David Michael Hahn is what I think I heard.
Oh, wow.
David Michael Hahn, the first caller in the new time slot. Jeff's love interest. What's up?
Welcome to Town Hall, David.
Apparently we don't have David.
Uh-oh.
We'll get back to that. Mac's trying to figure things, and we don't hear him. We do not hear David Michael Hahn. There he is.
Can you hear me now?
Hello, David Michael Hahn.
I was listening to Jim Rome. I don't think that's you guys.
We don't talk about that. You're on our show right now.
That's right. Well, I called for your guys' show. I know that this isn't the most ideal situation for you guys, but I wanted to call to wish you guys well with the new endeavor. It's not really a new endeavor, but I wanted to wish you guys well.
Who's crying?
Oh, that's just
somebody
sad.
Used to listening to this show from 2 to 4. Apparently,
that's right. He's very sad that he can't listen anymore.
Well, we're on. It's all very confusing. I'm having trouble wrapping my old brain around it, but I know we're on the air right now, even if we're not. And yeah, try to roll that around in your head. But anyway, Jeff said he's reached out to you numerous times and his endeavor to be friendlier, and I want to know how that's going.
it's going well. He's made really great strides to be a better friend. Not that he was a bad friend to begin with, but he certainly is trying to reach out to me, and I've probably lacked reaching out to him. But we're definitely going into 2025 better friends and meeting all of his goals on his goal list.
Thank you, and yours as well.
Very heartwarming. Thanks for your continued support. We appreciate it.
Absolutely.
All right. There's a sometimes co-host, David Michael Hahn.
He has co-hosted.
So the picks
show.
In the last 2 weeks, when we haven't been on to talk about them, point-wise, Duda has expanded his lead with 59 points over the past 2 weeks. Well, he's getting his 10-point bonus game right.
He put 10 on Notre Dame or whoever it was?
10 on Arizona State. Max has scored 51 points. Anthony, 55 points. These guys are rolling these last couple weeks. You've scored 47 points, and I've scored 37 points.
I want to recount. I thought I had
a 6-point week.
31 the first week.
Just terrible for me in the previous week.
Yeah, well, it's basically all over anyway.
Missed my Green Bay pick for 10, and that'll kill you every time.
If you lose 10, it's not good.
That's the only thing that gives me hope. If I get a couple 10s and Duda doesn't, we'll see.
We got some games, obviously, this weekend.
Sure we do.
We're going to pick playoff games.
We got 3-4 more weeks of picks.
At least.
Yeah, up until the Super Bowl.
And then we're done.
Yeah. Yes.
We can't pick other stuff?
No. We're done at the Super Bowl. That's always been the way this works.
I know, but come on.
And Duda's in a good spot. You lost in the championship game of our... I thought you had that game. What happened?
Well, the Detroit guys went off. He had Laporta, Gibbs, and Goff maybe, or somebody else, or somebody. And he had a good game. Detroit played really well. And we lost. It might have been St. Brown, in fact, instead of
Yeah,
Goff.
I thought you were in very good shape to win that.
So did I.
And it didn't happen
once
for
Once CeeDee Lamb got hurt, that really we didn't have a reliable second running back. But our team was very good, and we'll obviously go on and win it next year.
So we're all set for the wild card round in the NFL playoffs. Saturday's games, the early one, the Chargers-Texans, that do anything for you?
A little bit. I'm interested to see the Chargers back in the playoffs, if Jim Harbaugh gives them a little extra pixie dust.
Then we get our third Steelers-Ravens game. I don't need to see that. Steelers are done.
Yeah, the Ravens are going to kill them, right?
On Sunday, some interesting games, a triple header. Denver-Buffalo, very interesting.
No.
Yeah, it's interesting.
Buffalo's going to destroy Denver.
It's interesting.
It's not that interesting.
It's pretty interesting.
Buffalo's so good, Denver is not as good.
Denver's interesting. That's going to be an interesting game.
No, it's not.
I'm interested in it.
28-10.
Green Bay-Philadelphia. I'm not sold on the Packers. And then I think the best game of the whole weekend, Washington-Tampa Bay. Two upstart teams. I don't know that we thought either of them would get to the playoffs. Washington-Tampa Bay on Sunday night. And then Monday night, Minnesota, which, boy, they laid an egg last night. Just awful.
Yeah, it didn't
you
play
know,
well.
Detroit's got 13 defensive players out. 13, and Minnesota scored 9 points.
Yeah, they didn't play well.
Yeah, you got to play well.
They'll be fine.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
No.
They'll be fine.
They won't be.
They're going to win.
That was their game, man.
No,
that was the first round of the playoffs. Rams are going to beat them.
No, they're not. Give me a break.
Mule.
No, they're not.
You
won. Pay attention to the game.
You watch.
Pay attention to football.
I'd rather have Matthew Stafford any day right now than Sam Darnold.
What is that? I mean, why?
Because he's better.
Better than what?
Better than Sam Darnold.
How is he better?
He's just better.
Sam Darnold had one off game.
Sam Darnold had a chance to get him the number one seed and was awful.
He didn't play well. I don't think it's that big of a deal. They were either going to be the one seed and play Detroit in the second round, or be the four seed and play Detroit in the second round. It's not they're going to have
an awful performance.
They'll beat the Rams. I'll bet you $1,000.
All right, I'll make that the 10-point game.
Please, please
do. You put 10 on the Rams.
I'd put 50 on Minnesota.
Really?
Yes. In fact, can I?
Minnesota 1.5-point favorite. Oh,
10.
I don't have enough money to bet on that game.
That's so easy. The Rams haven't scored in a month.
Are you serious?
Yes.
You have to be
kidding me. Since that Buffalo game, they didn't do a whole lot offensively. And I still believe in Minnesota. I just think their heads weren't in the right frame of mind yesterday. The overthrown passes, just a little too hyped. It won't happen again, and they'll be fine.
To be kidding me.
About what?
The Rams are playing great defense.
What? Blah.
They gave up. They're so good right now.
No, they're not.
I like them in that game.
You like them then? Did they even win yesterday?
No, but they don't need to win yesterday. That game meant nothing to them.
Would have helped.
Not really.
They stink.
Watch out. Matthew Stafford, great experience in the playoffs. They're lying in wait.
He's one
lying in wait.
One
friend.
Year of experience, basically.
Are you kidding?
He went to a Super Bowl.
You know they won a Super
Bowl. Yeah, in Detroit, what was he, 0-40?
You know this guy's a Hall of Fame quarterback. How much would you like to bet on that?
He probably is, but nah.
How much would you like to bet?
Nah.
See, you're not betting.
That's where I'm at with.
I'll bet you $50.
I just said he probably is.
Okay. Well, put your money where your mouth is.
Okay, I'll bet you $50 that he is.
No, I'm not betting
that. That's where my mouth was.
You know he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
That's what I just said. I wish he wasn't.
Why? Why do you not like Matthew Stafford?
Because you're all over him, and it's uncomfortable.
I like the guy.
He's fine.
You know, I like the Rams. There's still some affinity there. I hated that they moved from St. Louis. I absolutely hated it.
There's no affinity in St. Louis. There's no affinity.
There's a little affinity.
When they're good, sure. If they were 4-13, you wouldn't care.
No, I like McVay. I like their team. I like Aaron Donald. I like the Rams.
Well, Aaron Donald doesn't play for
them. Well, I liked him. You understand
You're a big Oz Tahir Hakim guy, aren't you?
Well, I liked him.
Yeah.
Sure. I liked everybody in that era of the Rams.
Me too. I like Marshall Faulk. I like Tony Banks.
They were as much can't-miss television as anything I've ever seen in my life.
You know who's kind of can't-miss television yesterday? Joe Milton III. Did you watch him?
No.
He was fantastic.
What did he do?
He played for the Patriots. They didn't start May. They started him. And he was so good. He was so good.
Why would I watch the Patriots?
It was on. I don't know. I was fascinated.
I'm not watching the Patriots.
His arm, he throws the ball like 100 miles an hour. Never seen anything like it. And he puts it just right there for guys. He can run it. He's going to be a starter next year somewhere.
Well, I don't know. Now, wait a minute.
Someone's going to go get him.
I don't know Buffalo had no interest in that game.
But he was still really good. It doesn't necessarily matter. The guys on the field were trying, and they played a lot of defensive starters. That's who your Raiders should go get, Joe Milton. Give him a little.
Well, the Raiders pick sixth.
Yeah, I don't think Shadur.
Not high enough.
Go get Milton.
They've done these reclamation projects.
He's not a reclamation project. He's a rookie.
They've done these throughout their history, and it doesn't ever work for them.
Well, Joe Milton is not a reclamation project.
By the way, is Tennessee going to take who's Tennessee going to
take? Cam Ward, it sounds like, more and more.
I'd be leery of
that. Shadur to the Giants. Deion's not going to let his kid go to Nashville.
Nashville's a great
place. It's a great place. But I
would love to be in Nashville.
I don't think their coach is any good. Not that the Giants coach is good, but they kept him. I think he goes in the Giants at 3.
I'd much rather go to Nashville.
Nah, you want to be in the spotlight.
No, there's plenty of spotlight in Nashville.
No, not the Titans.
Oh, my God.
Who's the most spotlighted player in the history of the Titans?
You win in that city's going to go bonkers.
But no one ever has. You think
they're okay.
They were okay when they had Vrabel. Do you think he's going to be the next Patriots coach? Do you think
I feel bad for that guy that got fired from the Patriots.
Gerard Mayo?
That's a terrible look.
No, it's not.
It's a terrible look.
Everyone around that team said they regressed. They didn't know what they were doing. I was not surprised by that. He'll get another job eventually.
Well, not if they didn't. No, he won't.
He'll go be
a coordinator. That's a terrible look.
He'll go. No, it's not. You want to be good.
Max, you're a Patriots guy. How did you feel about that firing?
Excellent. I said at the beginning.
See, Max is a vindictive.
No, I said at the beginning of the, before they ran Bill out of town, I said the next coach is going to be Fred Kratonen, who replaced Don Cherry as Bruins coach. Gone. Mike Vrabel.
Mike Vrabel.
Just skip the Rex Looney Ryan rule the and hire Vrabel. He ain't going to the Jets.
It's the Rooney rule.
Yeah, skip the Looney Rooney and hire Vrabel.
Come on.
Today.
I don't like it. I feel bad for the Gerard.
He was clueless, Bob. He had no idea. He had no idea what he was doing.
Well, Jeff's been on this show 10 years. The same thing.
No.
Well, fire me.
All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk about the documentary that has been released by the Wichita Eagle, More Like Jackie. It's very, very good, and it will be showing on February 8th at the Orpheum Theater in downtown Wichita. We'll tell you all about those details and talk to the filmmakers, Travis Hying, and Jamie Green, next.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
The song number 18 on the charts back in January 6th, the week of January 6th, 1975. Pick up the pieces.
Average White Band.
There you go, the Average White Band. Here we are. We've got a brand new documentary out about the stolen statue from League 42. It's the documentary called More Like Jackie. We're joined by Travis Hying and Jamie Green from the Wichita Eagle. They have produced this documentary. It's very, very, very well done. Guys, welcome. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks, Bob. I want to tell you, I was exactly like 4 weeks old when this song was number one, the one that you just played.
There's no way you're 50 years old, Jamie. I'm sorry.
I just turned 50 December 6th.
I'm not going to accept
I know. It is hard to believe. I know.
Travis, welcome. We're not hearing Travis. We'll work on that. Hopefully we have him.
Yeah.
So let's start with you, Jamie, and Max, if you'd attempt to get Travis, I'd appreciate it. You were front and center, as was Travis. You became interested in this story very early on. What was it about the story that compelled you to say, okay, I think we need to do another documentary, and this would be a good subject matter?
Sure, I know the exact moment. It was the Saturday after the statue was stolen, and you held a a gathering at the statue where people from League 42 and people from the community all gathered and just to be together on a very, very cold day. And I was shooting video of people coming up to you like it was a funeral, you know, offering their condolences, and people were crying and there were lots of hugs. And then this little boy walked up to you and gave you $2. And you're like, what is this? What's this for? Like a statue. And so I was like, whoa, did that just happen? And did I just shoot video of it? Because that was a really cool moment to witness with my own eyes. And then, oh yeah, I think I did just, I was rolling video of that. And so I got in the car and I called Travis immediately. I was like, this has got to be our next documentary. And he's like, yeah, I'm in.
Travis, do we have you?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Awesome. So yeah, I was just going to ask you, obviously, you know, you were going with the theme of the player handing my dad $2, and obviously that came to fruition. Were there things you came across throughout the making of this documentary where you had to redirect, that you found something that surprised you or new information that you didn't know about that you really wanted to pursue?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the main thing for me was in my mind, I thought, you know, I'm just going to ignore the bad guy part of this. Like, let's make this all about the positivity of you know, how the community came together and how we got the statue back. But, you know, then the thing happened with Bob meeting with Ricky Aldoretti. And then once we had the opportunity to speak with Ricky's attorney, then I really started to see the storyline of Grace start to emerge. And so that really changed my approach and how I wanted to tell the story.
And Ricky Aldoretti, of course, is the person who was convicted of the statue theft. Anyone else involved in that so far is at large and not been charged. Jamie Green and Travis Hang from the Wichita Eagle joining us. The documentary, More Like Jackie, which is exquisitely well done, will be shown publicly on the big screen, the theatrical release, February 8th at the Orpheum Theater, 5 o'clock, tickets where you get them for events at the Orpheum. And we were grateful that Stacy Olden from the Orpheum Theater saw fit to show this film. How will it look on the big screen, Jamie?
I think it's going to look great. I've seen a lot of movies there, and they do a nice job, and it sounds good. And it's just going to be a nice time for, I think, for a lot of people to get together and then to watch the 63-minute documentary there. So it's going to be a nice event.
Yeah, Travis, I wanted to ask you, too, about, I can't remember, the woman who did the barriers in front of the baseballs.
Ella.
Yeah, Ella.
Oh, yeah, Ella.
That was just amazing. And she was amazing, and I just imagine when and after you talked to her, you had to feel like you had gold on your hands.
Well, it was interesting because we didn't know about any of that, and then we were photographing an event there at League 42 on April 13th, where there's this woman there, she's handing out these little pieces of paper and asking kids for eye messages, and we had no idea why. We shot video of this happening, and then I think Jamie then learned, oh, these are going to be put on these tiles. So then the decision was made to let's pursue this as part of the storyline. And then, just like things go when you're reporting a story like this, you get into it and you're like, oh, okay, we have something really good here. And obviously the addition of her work partner Armando in that process was also great. And there's just really a fantastic art element about, you know, the great public art we have in this city is definitely part of the storyline.
Yeah, one
Long
thing
time
I
Wichita
like to do
Eagle.
Is,
oh, go ahead, Jamie.
I was just going to say one thing I like to do as a journalist is to show people something they normally couldn't see. And I think most people don't get the opportunity to see how public art is made. And we show you that in this film. And in fact, I had a friend from Massachusetts who is an art teacher who watched the film over the weekend, and she messaged me and she's like, thanks for doing that. Thanks for showing how art is made and giving people a really nice inside look into that.
Travis Hying and Jamie Green, longtime photojournalists from the Wichita Eagle. They've done this documentary. They are going to present it along with League 42 in the Orpheum Theater coming up on Saturday, February 8th at 5 o'clock. Tickets $10. We're going to get some tickets comped for League 42 families and players. We're really looking forward to this event. We think it's a great community event. So how long into this process, and I'll ask both of you, starting with Jamie, was it before you said to yourselves, I think we have something pretty good here? Was it immediate when Marcus handed the $2 over, or was it a little bit later than that?
You know, it was a little bit later than that for me. I think I remember at one point telling Travis, like, oh, you think we've got a 20-minute documentary? He's like, no, we've got a much bigger. I was like, okay. I didn't quite see it till a little bit later. He saw it a little earlier. I saw it a little bit later. So that's the answer.
What did you see, yeah, Travis?
Well, I mean, what I knew going into it is we had a statue that was stolen, and we were going to have an ending where we had a statue replaced. I knew those two things were going to happen. And to me, that was enough right there. But when I'm putting it together and like in the editing process, which is a months long process, I think the last video footage we shot was August 9th. So, and then it's literally 3 months in front of a computer. And it's not really until the day I sat there with you a couple weeks ago and with 20 other people in a room and watched it and saw the reaction of those people that day that I finally let myself think, okay, I think maybe we've done something special here.
What did you guys want? What do you guys? I've seen it, so I guess I said did. But when the masses see it, what do you want people to take away from the experience, and whoever can answer that?
Well, I'll say that when I watch this film, I feel like, you know, it's a reflection of the best of us. It's like, it's what the best of Wichita looks like. And, you know, I've been thinking a lot lately about how it seems like we live in a world with such negativity and fighting and people taking sides. And it's just so refreshing to have, like, made a story and told a story about what it looks like when we come together, when we forgive, when we teach. And, you know, it's just, as I've said many times, it's like Jackie Robinson taught us a whole bunch of things 77 years ago, and here he taught us those things all over again.
Now, I know the video's been out on Kansas.com for a little bit now. Subscription necessary to view it there. How's it done? Has it gotten the kind of views that you would hope?
It has. It's gotten more than we expected, actually, especially during, you know, we released it a couple days before the end of the new year. That's a hard time for people to focus. So anyway, it's done pretty, it's done really well. It's exceeded our expectations, actually.
Well, that's good to know. Well, we appreciate your hard work. It was good to hang around with you guys. It's been a little quieter around League 42 for a while, but that's okay. We like quiet just as much. Thanks for your hard work on this project, and I hope it ends up with both of you being honored and ushered to the stage at the Emmys.
Well, we're sure hoping for that too. But the real pleasure was in making it.
Yeah.
All right. Good stuff. Thank you both. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. We'll see
ya. All right. Travis Hying and Jamie Green from the Wichita Eagle. That was quite a process. You did a nice job in it. Were you happy with your...
I was just thrilled with it.
With your kind words that you kind of had to say. Did they come natural for you?
Oh, yes, 100%.
You seemed uncomfortable.
I'm never uncomfortable.
Really?
No, never.
Never?
Nah.
Good for you.
Nothing to be uncomfortable about.
I find that hard to believe, but more power to you. All right, the Bob and Jeff Show in our brand new time slot here on KFH Radio. We'll be back with some more thoughts after this break.
This is the Bob and Jeff Show on 97.5 and 1240 KFH.
A child arrived. 50 years ago on this date, Cats in the Cradle, the signature song for Harry Chapin, was number 17 on the charts. I think it got higher than that. Welcome back to Bob and Jeff Show, KFH. We have Ryan on the phone. Ryan, we are honored. How are you?
Hey, thanks for having me today, Bob. And 24 years ago today, our oldest was born, Abby. So happy birthday to Abby, and thanks for letting me give her a shout-out. The state of the Chiefs, you know, nothing is wrong with the Chiefs. I'm seeing a lot on my social media, including a post from my beautiful bride saying, you know, what happened yesterday was just terrible. And the performance was terrible. And I think it just, you know, before we say the sky's falling, I think we need to look at the bright side. The right side is that, you know, they were sitting to get healthy. And I think they still... you know, strengthen themselves, and I understand that iron sharpens stone, and they let the guys out of the rotation. But I think with practice and everything, with the installations defensively, did you see Spags ever blitz or give any kind of packages away? No, it was just
yesterday's game is not even worth discussing. They were never going to compete well in that game. And they knew it going in, and they just needed to get through 60 minutes of football and not have anybody of import get hurt. They sat out most of the people of import, so injuries weren't even a threat. But I've seen some of that, this is a black mark on the NFL to allow the Chiefs to do what they did. Yes, they certainly paved the way for Denver to get into the playoffs, but that's secondary to what the Chiefs needed to do yesterday, and that's to give some rest to some of their key players.
Ding, 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 ding. Absolutely. Mission accomplished, and I think they're just going to be ready
to... Is your marriage going to survive this disagreement?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. And a Super Bowl and a new Super Bowl champion's hoodie for Amy will be in sorts and ready, and that will heal everything. But no need to get excited about the big L when I think we're just waiting for three big W's. Thanks for having me today, guys. You keep it up. Rock it out.
You bet, Ryan.
Thanks for having us.
Always a pleasure. That game really had no meaning at all for the Chiefs.
Yeah, I don't understand why anyone would be alarmed.
It did have meaning for Denver, and there is a school of thought that if a game has meaning for one of the teams, that the other team should show up and attempt to at least participate.
Yeah, I don't buy into that.
I'm not a big believer in that either. The Bengals had their opportunities. They let many, many games get away from them that they could have easily won. And they don't have anybody to blame but themselves. So for you Bengals fans, and I know a couple of them, don't whine to me. I'm the wrong guy to come to.
Has any of them whined to you?
I feel like they could.
I don't think they probably
I want to nip it in the bud.
The Chiefs earned the right to not care in the final week. So big, they didn't, and big deal.
Yeah, I mean, you know, the NFL schedules 17 games. The danger of that is that that last one is not going to have any meaning for somebody, and that they're not going to put much effort into it.
Yeah, Philadelphia
did it. I'll
tell
you right now, there's not a person that lives in Denver that left that stadium yesterday upset that the Chiefs basically laid down.
No, why would they?
They had a good time.
Yeah.
They had optimism.
I don't think anyone thought Denver fans would be upset.
That's what I'm saying. I'm saying that.
But I don't think it's worth. I don't think it needs to be said.
No, it needs to be said.
It very much goes without saying.
There's not a Chiefs fan who was upset. And if there were Bengals fans who were upset about it, they need to get over it.
You haven't heard.
Well,
but I doubt it.
You know one. You know two very well as well.
I know three.
Joel T. Lamerno, Scott Griffiths. Who's the other?
Craig at work. Yeah, I didn't hear him say anything about it, though.
Well, he better not.
If he does, he does. I think Bengals fans all know that they had a very disappointing season and that they probably didn't deserve to go to the playoffs.
No, they didn't deserve it at all, despite the fact that if I were Joe Burrow and Ja'Marr Chase, I'd be wondering what the heck I'm doing.
I wouldn't.
I, what do you mean?
They're going to be fine.
Give me a defense.
They'll address that side of the ball.
They should be a perennial playoff team.
I agree.
And they're not.
But it wasn't their fault by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, let's create a fantasy world in which you're really good at something. I didn't mean that to sound completely fantasy.
Yeah, you didn't.
Let's create that world. And you got somebody else. It doesn't just require you being really good. It requires the other person. This is what I live with day to day. It requires the other person being really good.
What are you talking about?
That made sense to me.
What's the reward of both of us being good?
If you're doing your part to get us to the promised land,
what's the promised
land? That other person or that other group is not. Aren't you going to harbor some animosity toward that other group?
No.
Really?
I don't know. You didn't tell me what the reward was.
Getting to the playoffs.
But I don't have a playoffs in my industry.
Okay, getting a raise.
I have to rely on somebody else to get a raise?
Get a raise because your team didn't perform.
Well, then we fire our defensive coordinator and we move along.
But wouldn't you be a little bit upset about that?
A little bit.
Well, that's my point.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore, to be honest.
It makes perfect sense to me. I've never been more lucid.
Lost it completely.
I seem to be doing really well in this new time slot.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm not sundowning. Everything's good.
Yeah, it's brought you to life for sure.
I have developed a cough.
Well, let's get over that.
Maybe it's because I'm emotional.
You shouldn't be.
I've got a point to make.
Don't be emotional.
I don't feel like you come in here ready to go like I do.
Okay. I don't know how to say that. I don't know how to answer that. That's loaded criticism. It's just loaded. Stop loading things.
I'm not loading anything.
There's no answer to that.
Is there any good college basketball on tonight?
Shockers. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They have South Florida at home. 6 o'clock tip. South Florida 8-6, not having as good a year as they had a year ago.
Well, no, and their coach passed away, so we'll give.
Which is awful, and we're very sorry about that. But that's the way it goes. TCU and Houston later tonight. So there you have that.
TCU's not very good, though, right?
No, they're not, but they beat K-State.
K-State's not very good.
Like we've come to the end.
Really, already?
Yeah, I'm going to have to talk to Max about it, but it seems like we have come to the end. Max is playing the music.
I guess he knows better than we do.
So thank you for listening on our first day in our new time slot. We'll be back tomorrow.